Volunteers count 1,200 plus killings by migrants amid silence from agencies, media. By Neil Monroe on March 31, 2026. At least 1,411 people have been killed by illegal migrants, nearly all of whom have been killed during the last 25 years, according to a list assembled by a grassroots group that opposes mass migration. The reason we put the list out is that a lot of people don't realize how large the scale actually is. They usually just hear a blurb about the latest victim, Bill Gein, founder of the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, ALIPAC, grassroots group, told Breitbart News. The list of 1,411 deaths is a very conservative number because there are a lot of statistics that police officers do not keep, and states do not keep, said Agnes Gibney. Her son, Ronald Da Silva, was murdered by a previously deported illegal migrant in 2002. Gibney helped prepare the ALIPAC list and told Breitbart News. I wish that every city in the United States of America would be mandated to keep statistics on who commits what crime, when, and where they are from, because that would really give us an indication as to where these criminals, most of them, are coming from. I would say 20,000, at least, have been killed by illegal migrants in crimes and auto accidents since 2000, she added. ALIPAC posted a list of 1,409 victims of migrants last week and has been forced to add new names over the weekend. Another list is kept by Orin on X, a former lawyer in California. He has memorialized 1,280 deaths since 2018, all of which are based on reports from government agencies or reliable media outlets that declare the murderers to be illegal migrants. There are so many I don't report because I can't get the confirmation about immigration status, though I'm probably 90% sure they're illegal, he told Breitbart News. Orin estimates that roughly 40% of his American deaths are caused by DUI accidents. A huge share of the deaths are Latinos, including some who are illegal migrants, he added. ALIPAC's list is tailored to record only the deaths of Americans or legalized migrants. But it likely has missed many American victims because police, politicians, and the media do not want to know the murderer's legal status, he told Breitbart News. I know how hard it was to even be able to document many of those names at all. So I feel very confident, the true number is north of 10,000, said Gein, who added. Americans are being slaughtered in massive numbers by the non-enforcement of our existing border immigration laws. And it's all 100% preventable through the adequate enforcement of our existing laws. The federal and state governments refuse to collect the needed data, and they hide what they have from the public, said Orin. In California, for example, nobody has any idea because it is a sanctuary state. So officials can't ask about immigration status, he said. The American people have no idea. They have no clue, Orin said, adding that the U.S. media provided comprehensive coverage for the deaths of two pro-migration advocates killed amid Minneapolis street confrontations. Useful statistics would open a can of worms about the cost of illegal migration to ordinary Americans, Orin said. When it comes right down to it, mass deportations would be a big problem with the economy, because people would have to get paid more, he added. It has become easier to get information about killings in recent years because of growing public recognition. X, and President Donald Trump's 2016 election, said Gein. In the early 2000s, the newspapers wouldn't tell anybody. The Associated Press wouldn't tell anybody, he said, adding that Google and Facebook are still actively suppressing this information. Many of the names on the list we identified because law enforcement, officers or media employees put their jobs at risk to leak the information to families, Gein added. We used to call it lifting the rock, and many of these families have become activists, he added. Trump was the first person to put the angel families on a stage the media could not conceal. The media does not provide coherent coverage of the murders and killings of ordinary Americans, especially in comparison to the two Americans shot by ICE in Minneapolis, Orin said, adding. You're not gonna hear anything on CNN about it. Out of my 1,300, on his list, maybe people have heard of 20 of them over the years. They're all unknown people, that's why I started doing this. I wanted people to see their faces. The result, he said, is that nobody really cares until they're affected. Who tracks what? The federal government does not keep track of the Americans killed by its own policy of stimulating the economy via the extraction of migrant consumers, workers, and renters from poor countries. Progressives are also loath to admit the massive cost to citizens caused by their greater empathy for foreigners. However, the government does closely track many other types of deaths. In 2020, there were 161 workplace fatalities from ladders. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported in January 2024. The CDC also tracks the number of Americans who are killed by cows. 4 fatalities occurred in 2003, 2 in 2004, 6 in 2005, and 3 each year during 2006 to 2008. The CDC recorded bathroom injuries in 2011. In 2008, an estimated 234,094 unintentional non-fatal injuries among persons aged greater than or equal to 15 years occurred in bathrooms, for an injury rate of 96.4 per 100,000 population. The CDC closely tracks the number of Americans killed by cars. Over 8,000 pedestrians were killed on our nation's roads in crashes involving a motor vehicle in 2022. About one death every 64 minutes, said a January 2026 report. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that 39,345 people died in traffic crashes during 2024. The National Safety Council precisely tracks airline deaths. The number of civil aviation deaths decreased from 358 in 2022 to 327 in 2023. The Electrical Safety Foundation reported in March on workplace deaths from 2011 to 2024 and concluded that 2,070 of these were due to contact with electricity. The National Weather Service reported 20 deaths by lightning in 2025. 12 cases of drownings in these large capacity, 5-gallon, buckets constituted 24% of all infant and toddler, age less than 3 years, drownings investigated by the Cook County, Illinois, Medical Examiner's Office from January 1985 to June 1989, said a 1990 Medical Journal article. There are no public government reports on the number of Americans killed by migrants, legal or illegal, since Congress reopened the doors in 1965. But there are some scraps of government information. For example, a 2011 study by the Government Accountability Office reported 25,064 foreigners arrested for homicide from 2001 to 2004. The study was titled Criminal Alien Statistics: Information on Incarcerations, Arrests, and Costs. The Department of Homeland Security produces some data. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency put out an annual report that cites the number of migrants arrested for homicides. But the report does not explain the number of murders or QI deaths. The 2024 report says, during FY 2024, the 81,312 criminal non-citizens arrested had 516,050 charges and convictions, for an average of 6.3 charges or convictions per person. These charges or convictions included serious and violent offenses, including 57,081 assaults, 18,579 sexual assault and sex offenses, 12,895 weapons offenses, 11,822 burglaries, 5,462 robberies, 2,894 homicides, and 2,766 kidnappings. Media organizations carefully track interesting trends, but not deaths by migrants. For example, in 2015, The Washington Post began spending heavily to track police shootings of African Americans. In 2017, 2 unarmed black men were killed by police, mostly in chases, according to the newspaper's 10-year database. Similarly, Reuters and ABC News are tracking deaths in migrant detention centers, and as of March 31st, had reported 14 deaths. The Chicago Tribune tracked deportations from Minneapolis, saying it offered the first comprehensive look to date of the roughly 3,800 people detained and what happened to them. But none of the establishment media sites track the growing number of Americans killed by the federal and state government's refusal to exclude migrants from American communities. Moreover, There is little official or unofficial effort to track the large number of migrants who died trying to reach the welcome offered by President Joe Biden. Still, pro-migration international groups do some tracking. Since 1998, at least 8,000 undocumented migrants have died attempting to cross the border from Mexico to the U.S., USAFacts.org reported in August 2024. The establishment media has minimal interest in the number of migrants who die in U.S. workplaces. Of the 1,229 fatalities to these Hispanic or Latino workers in 2024, 68.5%, 842, occurred among foreign-born Hispanic or Latino workers, the BLS reported in February 2026. The business-backed Cato Institute downplays the scale of deaths by arguing that migrants' arrest rates are lower than those of the U.S. population. That analysis likely understates crime by migrants. But Cato admitted on March 30 that illegal migrants from Latino and African countries are more criminal than citizens with roots in Europe or Asia. Contrary to Cato, migrant crime rates are triple those of citizens, said a 2019 report by a pro-American reform group, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The report quotes Peter Kersenow, a member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Unfortunately, almost every public official guards against disclosure of illegal immigrant crime data more tenaciously than disclosure of nuclear launch codes. Elites don't want to know, let alone divulge it, and they don't want you to know, Warren said. We want these names read into the congressional record, Gein told Breitbart News. Congress should also commission a monument to the Americans killed by the government's refusal to enforce the border laws. He said, that could be an evolving monument where names continue to get added. Unfortunately, as a warning to future generations to never allow corrupt billionaires and politicians to do this to us again.